Hey, and welcome back to Focus. I'm Terry James, and we're joined here by Mercer County Farm Bureau Manager Jenna Preston. And we're here because of Bushels for Hunger, which is underway right now. And Jenna, of course, we know that farmers are out in the fields. We see them right now. So what should they do when they get those bushels back and they're taking it to the elevator?
So we have participating elevators in our area. And they can go to those participating elevators and say, hey, I want to donate a bushel of corn or soybeans to Bushels for Hunger. And the elevator will take care of the rest. And we have great supporters of Bushels for Hunger. It's the 15th year of it. And it's great because with this program that is a tri-county program with Mercer, Rock Island, and Henry County Farm Bureaus, we have raised over $300,000 and provided over 1.6 million meals.
Yeah, I was going to say, this program has developed into something that is a major provider for the hungry in our area.
Yeah, and we work really closely with Riverbend Food Bank. They love this program. Obviously, right now, we're seeing a high demand at the local food pantries and stuff like that. Actually, yesterday, I was at the mobile food pantry here in Aledo, and we got some good produce out to our community. So that's great to see, and those donations come from the Bushels for Hunger program. So it's great to see that in action. Full circle moment.
Exactly. You got to think about the kids too, because there are a lot of kids that sometimes have to get dinner started on their own because parents are working, other things like that. Speaking with the food pantry, they always are trying to find things that work well for the kids. And by farmers giving their bushels, donating to Bushels for Hunger, they're helping to complete that circle, like you said.
Yeah. And I understand it might be a little bit lower this year because I know that the grain prices are not what farmers would like them to be at. We've gotten really good at providing those corn and soybeans throughout the Midwest. So if you can help your community in any way, that would be great. And hopefully we can feed some of the folks that aren't able to afford what you can go to the grocery store and buy, which that's another conversation.
That's a whole nother conversation. But and once again, we want to say thank you to our farmers, because this is just one instance where they come through for the community. They do it several times a year. Bushels for Hunger, as Jenna Preston, manager Mercer County Farm Bureau, told you, take your grain to the elevator, several elevators around the area. In fact, most of them are a part of this, and say you want to donate there. That's all you need to do.
The participating elevators in the Bushels for Hunger program is Atkinson Grain, Big River Resources, both here in Aledo and in Edgington, as well as in Galva. A Cargill down in New Boston, CHS, Gold Star FS, Hillsdale Elevator, and River Valley Cooperative.
All right, and make sure you check WRMJ's Facebook page and website. We'll have more details about Bushels for Hunger. Jenna Preston, thank you so much. I can't believe we're almost to winter. Appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you, Terry.
And this has been Focus.